not what you expected, but also exactly what you expected.
It was 100% exactly what I expected, but at the same time,
not what I expected.
At all.
No.
Life is a challenge. How do you get through it? Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
You need to put it in your mouth.
Can you hear me now? I don't know. I don't know the rest of that song.
What song is that?
It's a song I was writing.
Oh, you wrote it?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Okay.
It was called Can You Hear Me Now? I was going to have...
backups?
Well, no. Well, I was thinking of having backups, and they were going to say, no, no, I cannot hear you. And I was like, can you hear me now? And they'll say, no, 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 no.
I like that melody.
Thanks. It's a good I appreciate melody. It.
Can we be your backup singers? You could be like,
yes.
No, 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 no. No.
Wait, let's All give right. it give okay. it a try.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
No, no, no.
I mean, it's not bad. We can work on it.
We can workshop.
What we could do,
nah.
It would be great is if you were in it and you were singing it, and then I muted you and then put voices over you.
Yeah. Like somebody else's better voice.
Yeah, somebody's better.
But we mimic it.
Yeah. We lip sync to someone who's better at singing, or we find someone who can just manipulate our voice as well, like you.
Yeah,
you could just manipulate our voices to sound better.
Yeah.
Like you totally did for our song.
What? No. Your voices sounded great in the song.
Oh, wait, I just tried to embody Ken.
You made it sound better, too.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
You hit it. You hit it with the remix.
Yes.
Like when I listened with headphones and I heard everything else that was going on in the background, I was like, magician.
I know. And also, I believe... I have to be proud about something. No, actually, I think that your version is better than the other one. Mm.
You can't even listen to the other one.
I cannot. I can't anymore. It comes on because it's on our shoot playlist.
Yeah.
Right.
When it comes on, I just put ours on YouTube and I just listen to it because I'm like, it's so much better. And
it is better.
I don't remember the lyrics to the other song.
It's probably I've only listened to the original one like once or twice, and I was like, I don't like this version.
You were like, I want the other one.
I want the other one.
Yeah,
I want the good stuff.
It is the good stuff
that could bring out money someday, but not really because it's a parody song. And
isn't that too bad that you can't make money off of parody?
Oh yeah, I know. Mm. You can tell Weird Al that.
Yeah,
yeah. What's up, Weird Al?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why can't you make money off of parody music?
The fun thing about that song is it just made me want to come up with more. But we have to workshop the Liquid IV thing and all of that. How are you enjoying your Liquid IV?
It's amazing.
So good. I love Seaberry.
Yeah. This one's, what is it? Peach? Black?
Blackberry peach?
Blackberry peach.
Black peaches.
Black peaches.
With all the bees.
All the bees. It has extra boost of energy, which
it's
is pretty cool. So
start
getting really hyped up.
Yeah, and just,
yeah.
So
he's just going to
running through walls.
Yeah,
just
like
start doing punches and stuff like that.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
No, not like that. They call me fat.
Oh, yeah. No, but if you're going to come through, if you're going to come through with the Liquid IV, all the bees.
It does kind of hit you in the face, Liquid IV, like when you rip open the package and it assaults you. But in a good way. It's like you like the assault. So go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. It's pretty cool. So experience better hydration today. We are only 5 minutes or so in, and I've already done an ad read. So
perfect. Got that out of the way.
For those of you who do not know, this is our editor, David.
David!
You may know David from things like, hey, David, edit that. Hey, David, zoom. Hey, David, I think it's crooked. Maybe you could fix it. So if that's where you think you know David from, this is David.
Right. And you were on our when we did a Zoom chat, didn't we do that? And you were on that as well.
Yeah, yes. I judged penises.
Yes, we had a nice degrading awesome. With David. Aw, yeah. Degrading with David. All the D's.
All the D's.
Instead of the B's, if you know what I mean.
I've known you for longer than I've known Laura.
Holy sh!
I know.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a bunch of barnacles Barneys. Over here sitting on the couch.
Couple Barneys.
It's so good, though. It's awesome to actually, like, have known someone for that long, but it doesn't really feel like it, which is weird.
What do you mean?
Like, to me, I feel like I've known you for a while, but when I think about it, that's like, what, like 6-7 years?
Holy cow.
I think it's longer than that.
I think it is. I think that's like the
because
minimum.
I think we've been friends like for 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Now.
Because I met so you probably in like 20.
Fuck.
I don't know.
That's fine.
2017?
I don't remember numbers, so it's well, fine.
I don't either. I'm not that kind of autistic.
I know. If you're the right type of autistic and you're living in Vegas, you live good.
Yeah, but like I'm not, so I don't go anywhere. We were talking about that earlier. It's like, what do you hate to do that everybody wants to do when they come to Vegas? I'm like, gambling. Because I think it's very pointless. I would rather go to like an arcade if you want like the bright, shiny lights and stuff like that.
And toys.
Yeah. Mm, you can win toys. You can't win toys at a casino. You just like win failure every time.
You can win toys. Lots of toys at the casino. Yeah. You can also get kicked out of casinos.
Yeah. You can also buy toys down on the strip, too. They're like alive and stuff. It's crazy.
Have you guys ever been kicked out of a casino? Either one of you? Or somewhere? An arcade?
Yeah, I got like permabanned from the hotel I told you about in New Orleans.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you?
Wait, no, there's a story here.
Let's unpack that.
Let's unpack that.
Was
let's
this unpack. When you were drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, continue.
So I was down in New Orleans with he who must not be named. And so I was underage and nobody cares, apparently, in New Orleans if you're there for Mardi Gras.
No.
Nobody cares. Nobody checks anything. You walk into a store to look at shoes and they're like, how about, like, what do they call them? The mimosa. And they just bring around a plate of mimosas.
Right.
And they're like, they don't check. And you're drunk by 10 a.m.
The whole point of that time frame is to get girls drunk so then you can see their boobs.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Before
I got
so many beads.
Yeah. Before 10 a.m. Before 10 a.m.
Yeah, when 10 p.m. rolls around, oof, scary.
Your neck was just like full of necklaces.
Like, I think that's why I have neck problems now, because of all the beads that I acquired when I was like 19.
That's amazing.
But, so I don't know if y'all know what a hurricane is, if you've ever experienced New Orleans Mardi Gras, but it is one of those big walkers like that you see all around Vegas, but it has Bacardi 191, which basically can strip floors. Like, I shouldn't have been drinking that, but I also had like a little love affair with Everclear for a while, so it wasn't great. But ended up going back to the hotel with said person, and they thought it would be a great idea to go into the kitchen where they had like little treats that you could get, like little cheeses and stuff, but it was closed. So we broke in, took all of the wine.
Okay.
Broke some bottles out by the hot tub, all the stuff. It was a complete and total mess. So apparently got naked in the hot tub and got yelled at by an old British lady on the way out.
What?
Saying I was raucous.
Damn!
British people are so mean.
Yeah, I'm like, I was just having fun. I don't even remember, so it's like it didn't happen.
Didn't she see the beads?
Yeah. How do you think I got this many beads?
Yeah, and didn't you yell at her? Like, where's my beads?
No, I was actually like so embarrassed. There was so much shame.
Seeing these, you get the beads.
Yeah. See, that's the progression, right? It's the Mardi Gras beads to, here, give me tokens and I'll show you my poops. But tokens are better than, like, doing it for the beads. It's kind of like, you can just go buy some. You know what I mean? Money. It's different.
Right.
Money talks, beads walk. Well, it's hard to walk with beads.
Beads flock. Come on.
Have you ever used anal beads?
talking to you.
No.
Obviously. I not was talking hiding. To me.
Not even you personally, just with a partner.
No. No, I've not.
Me it's either.
I've seen them. I've gotten them at AVN or whatever. Like
you've
they
got
were well, they were handed to me. Like they're like, here, have these, and I'm like,
they're
I
like,
don't
touch
know.
Our anal beads.
They touch our anal beads, and I'm like, well, thank you. And when, they're like, you can have those, and I'm like, okay, cool.
So you just have some anal like, rogue anal beads?
Yeah, why? Everybody does.
Well, I actually don't. It's like I maybe one either. Of the only things I don't have, yet David has anal beads that he has never used.
You know what? Christmas is coming. I know what to get you.
Please. I can wear it like the Mardi Gras beads right. if it's long enough.
They're heavier.
Oh, that just sounds, it seems uncomfortable.
Anal beads?
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine, though, if you only have some of them in, you could imagine what it would feel like to actually have a tail.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess it would have that like that spiny feel.
But then at the same time, it's like a butt plug with a tail gives a much more realistic effect than having like a big trail of plugs inside of you. I feel like it would reach a point that it's not comfortable and I'd worry that they would get stuck.
You would assume you know? So, but you know, there's a lot of things on the internet.
Do you think
are you supposed to rip them out fast or pull them out slow?
Fast.
You know, Laura?
Fast. And what's the difference? Like, I'm thinking Benoit balls.
Well, so, like, I think it yeah. depends on if you're going to try to start somebody like a chainsaw, then you want to pull it fast.
Yes.
If you want to be gentle, you do slow.
If it's romantic anal beads, it's slow.
If it's romantic.
Romantic's fast. Here.
Usually.
Okay. Yeah. Anal beads.
So it's like a bunch of butt plugs on a string.
And what about Benoit balls? Those go in your vagina?
Mm-hmm.
And those are just the two, right?
Yeah. And I just imagine that you're rolling them around like people who do that with like magicians and stuff.
Like a stress
they
ball.
They play with the balls. Like David Bowie.
I was going to say David Bowie.
Labyrinth.
Yeah.
I love
maybe
David
those
Bowie.
Were Benoit balls.
It's true.
It could have been. Yeah. That seems very Bowie-ish to me. Like
magical.
He just carries around the Benoit balls memory.
This reminds me of somebody.
Can't remember who.
Okay. I would like to hear, as a man, your thought on communal toys. Now, this means, like, say that you are a single man, which you are not. Okay. I don't know. Are you keeping that a secret?
What?
No. That you're not a single man. It's fine. I'm just kidding.
I'm married.
All the single ladies. All the single Aww. Ladies.
No anal beads, though. You don't want to use anal beads.
I don't.
Well, maybe you
me.
Do.
I'm not into that.
Fuck! I forgot where I was going with that.
Shit. Dude, you were saying communal David. Toys.
Communal toys. So.
And I've never been kicked out of a place, by the way.
You haven't?
No.
Oh shit!
Sorry, we got off on too many tangents.
No, we had to finish your story.
That was a good
you
one.
You jump
too.
Over to me right away just to say no.
I just I just forgot why I was telling that story in the first place. If I'm perfectly honest with you.
That's fine.
I asked.
Laura, have you been kicked out of a place?
Yeah.
Where?
I think I talked about this before at the pinball museum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For
yeah,
smelling
yeah.
like weed.
Yep.
You got kicked out for smelling like weed?
Yeah. This was before it was legal in Vegas. So it was like just like you could buy it if you had a medical card.
Vegas.
I know. And like, so, and I got really high in the parking lot before because mm-hmm. I wanted to play all the games stoned.
Right.
And this guy's like, excuse me, ma'am. And I was like, he can't be talking to me.
Yeah.
Ma'am. And I'm like, oh,
I'm
shit.
Too young for ma'am.
No, I'm not. But I'm like, okay. And then I turn around and it's this old man. He's like, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to leave. You reek of marijuana and there's kids here.
You should have said that's my perfume.
Yeah.
I know. And like, also, what are you doing standing right over my shoulder? Also, like, bizarre.
Yeah. Why are we up here sniffing like Edward? Like,
I'm here like playing a game. You know, like, what are you doing behind me? And then
right. Why are you sniffing my hair?
You, he's like, ma'am.
Yeah. But knowing me, I probably was wafting. I think I probably hotboxed the car.
I think it's okay to waft.
Was
though,
it Joe Biden
like
that was sitting behind you? Like, ma'am, you smell like weed.
You smell like the devil's lettuce. And so I'm like, oh shit. And then I told Carlo and I'm like, hey, I got kicked out. And he's like, what? How'd you get kicked out? We just got here. And I'm like, the guy said I smelled like weed. Yeah. And then he's like, fuck him. Go to the next aisle. So I was just the whole time like running down different aisles he wasn't at, trying to like be like, just still play and not leave. And I'm like, oh gosh, this is ridiculous.
I can't even.
Man. Communal toys.
Communal toys.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. So say that you had like a sex toy that you've used with like one night stands. Like you wash it, you take care of it. Do you bring that sex toy into your relationship? Because everybody's used it, but it's been cleaned and used on other people. Would you use it with your relationship, or do you get rid of the sex toy that's been used with others?
Is there emotional, like, so is this is a one night stand type thing,
like, or you say just you're just used... single, you're playing the field, right? You have like a little bullet vibrator or something, right? You can use when someone comes over,
right?
And whatever, not a relationship, just the communal vibrator. You wash it in between.
You have a whole bunch of them. You like to race them sometimes.
Yeah, you send them off like the derby cars, like
just down the road.
Love the derby cars.
To set up a little track at the end to see who finishes first. Who's going to finish?
That made me laugh so much the other night, like thinking about our derby car conversation. I was like, it would be David that I'm talking about derby cars. I love it. I hadn't thought about derby cars in forever. Do you know what those are?
I'm like, what's a derby car?
There's a little, when I was younger, they did these little Pinewood derby races. And you would get a block of wood, and then they had like some little slots for wheels and stuff like that. And then you would shape these little blocks of wood. Usually it was like a dad that did it. Mm-hmm. The kid said he did it.
Yeah.
But you'd shape these blocks of woods, and then you'd bring them to an event, and you'd race them or whatever.
Go to like a big like shoot.
But
like...
most of them looked like these like block shaped things that look like Cybertrucks. That's what they kind of look like. Where they kind of just
hilarious.
Had that like a kid shaped it type thing.
Yep. Oh, pine wood derby.
Yeah.
I can still smell the pine wood.
I like pine.
Perfect. So, communal toys.
Yes. Oh, thank you. See, God, we need David here.
David, where have
David
you been?
Helps keep us on track.
So, it all depends to me if there's like some sort of emotional attachment to the person that you played with a bunch and then you moved on from that thing. Mm-hmm. If it's just a regular toy thing, then I don't. And if she's weirded out by or he, whatever you want. I don't care.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. If they're freaked out by it, I mean, one, you don't have to tell them. You just say, I have this toy.
Yeah.
Would you like to try? Would you like to try?
That's true. You don't have to make it known.
And you could always store it in the original box and then pull it out and say, I happen to have this toy. Never used it before. Wink.
Wink, wink. You just reseal it with some tape. Yeah. You find those little...
The tape's so old. You know, they're like, that looks like old tape.
No. You get like those little like dots. You can get the circled tapes and then put it over.
It's like this thick. And just keep dotting it. Why is it so thick? They wanted it to be safe travel.
They wanted to make sure that it didn't just fall out in transit.
It's
like,
that's definitely ridiculous. New. It's definitely new.
It's obviously new. I'm breaking the seal.
You're watching me do it right now right after now. You just put the tape on.
You see?
An important thing to remember with sex toys, though, is please, for the love of God, make sure they're clean. Make sure they're clean.
So
whether it's a sleeve or a vibrator or whatever, get toy cleaner if you use toys. If it's a common practice, make sure that they are very clean. And you know, just don't like be putting like a dusty, like it's been sitting in a box and it has like a hair on it. Like dust. Rinse it at least.
Right.
Like clean after use, rinse before use.
Clean it before you hit the
beam. I would say the only one that would be kind of weird to me would be something that's like anal. Type thing, like an anal toy.
Yeah, anal's a bit much.
Yeah.
Like...
But like a regular, your standard vibrator or anything like that, or anything that's like top play type thing, no big deal.
No.
We have like one of those violet wands or whatever.
Yeah, of those course. Are, Who those, doesn't?
Those are great for those type of things, but like you can play with a whole bunch of people with that.
And it's something kind of cool about like all of these other people have used this vibrator, but I'm like the ultimate. And you like claim it as your own. You're like, I'm coming better on this than they ever did. You know?
Yeah.
It works. I like it. Because like otherwise they're just going to waste. You know what I mean?
It's true. Mm.
Save Laura, the toys.
Communal sex toys?
Sure.
What's your thought? Yeah?
I say yes.
Wait, are we using them all? Like...
Oh, I don't know. I just got my first sex toy recently.
Your one
like a year ago.
Oh, that's right. Did you even use that?
No, not really.
Why?
I have it though, and it's beautiful.
She's like, I just put it on the shelf.
I feel like I don't ever make time for that, personally.
Listen,
unless it's like the sexy time in the bed. And then I don't really bring it out either.
You remember how you say you've been stressed?
Yes, I should.
There's been a lot going on. You got to make that time for yourself. It's like cooking a meal. It's like cooking a damn meal.
What are you
doing?
Learning
to playing with the record.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
You want to be a DJ?
Yes, right here.
Okay, right there.
He hasn't edited that episode yet, so he doesn't even know. Why don't you tell David about your DJ journey?
Oh my gosh, I have a DJ gig, my first one Saturday.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
So I'm actually claiming it. I'm making it a thing. I am DJing a 70-year-old birthday.
Nice.
And I'm going to be there for 5 hours playing
jams. Do you have a DJ name?
DJ Lovey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
good.
I mean, it's just my nickname anyway, so I just put it into play with that. But the cool thing is there's going to be a comedy roast for this old man, too. So I'm going to have to MC that and then play music throughout the whole party.
That'll be fun.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't have the legit like turntables yet, but I'm making this really cool mix. They call it a mix when you're a DJ.
Oh,
it's a mix, and I have like.
You wouldn't understand.
I know.
No. So the other day, I made a playlist. And like Carlos, like it's a mix, and I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't even know. I was like, you know, I must know these terms because now I'm gonna be a DJ.
You don't want to be like a poser.
Yeah.
I can't be. I gotta have like the
Yeah, one hand on the headphones at all times to make sure that they don't fly off. And it's like when people wear their pants too low, so they're always like holding onto them.
Yeah. Yes.
You have to move like a knob, like every
so
often.
Yeah, with the mixing board, just, you know. Like, just one.
Yeah, just one.
Make sure it's one.
Do the badum-tis.
Not that one.
We've got to mark these for you.
I love it.
This one. Because with that, you can be like to end it out. So it's like a little bit different. You're putting your own spin on it, literally.
Yeah, you should do that.
Hey! Hey! I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Oh, wait.
Let that in.
Yeah, there
we go. We'll be here all day.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember what I had a thought. And then I looked at the banana bread and I lost the thought because I was like, banana bread.
I forgot I had that. Oh my gosh. It's heavenly.
I just want to watch you eat it. Mm. Fuck yeah.
It's amazing.
Want some?
Really?
No, we're just watching.
I'm enjoying.
Laura takes another bite.
I'm not normally a voyeur, but I'm here for this.
So buttery.
Mm. Yeah, I can tell that.
The
it's
honey.
Good. Look at the way that her eyes close. Like. She's into it, and I'm into it as well.
I've seen better.
I give it 2 thumbs up.
I've seen better. What? Wait, mukbang? Is that what the the eating porn is? Mukbang, right?
They have eating porn? Of course they do.
Yeah, because it's just like girls, like hot girls, eating as much food as they can with some like big spread of like
whatever it
food,
is.
Anything.
You get hot girls to do anything, and people will watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That's one of the best things about being a content creator. And people are like, it's so sad and shameful how women are utilizing their bodies to just fuck with men and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but it works. So.
Unfortunately, it does. It's a good thing for you and your business and all the other girls out there. But it's very sad that it does work as well. Like
it is.
And I don't understand it. I've never paid for any girl to, like, do whatever. It's just like, I don't understand that aspect of it, but there's a whole bunch of people out there. They're happy to do it. They watch a girl eat food and pay her a bunch of money for, I don't know what, because they're pretty, and eventually they think that something's going to happen or something. Like, they'll be like, I gave you money. Well, like, but we should go on a date.
Some people get into that mode, like, because they don't necessarily understand it. But I don't think it's sad, because I think that it's not. I think it's akin to doing, like, if you're a fan of, like, a YouTuber and they do YouTube lives or, like, a Twitch stream or whatever.
But
you get boobs.
Right. You get boobs. You get the bonus of boobs with that. I don't understand the YouTube live giving them money or anything like that. I'm not going to play video games really well. Let me give you some of my money that I worked really hard for.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why would I do that?
I think it's about, like, not only, like, the performance, but the connection as well, because, like, I'm super close with so many of my fans.
You feel like you're part of community and everything like that. I understand the aspect.
No, I know. It's not for everyone. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people don't understand it at all. But, like, it's also, like, you're not someone who's like, well, that's fucking stupid for those people. You're like, it just doesn't work for me because I don't get it. It's like foot stuff.
Right. It doesn't work for me. But at the same time, I understand there's a whole bunch of people out there that just want to feel connected. They're like, want to be a part of a group of people.
Yeah.
This gives them a community and a sense of involvement and stuff, and I don't understand it, because I try to be involved in different ways, so I don't want to yuck your yum or whatever that is, but, you know, I just don't understand it.
See, it's like with Patreon, how we get people, like, who keep coming back and, like, get, like, our regulars in the Zoom chat and stuff like that, and I have never understood, before I started doing this, the aspect, like, from your end. Like, I wouldn't join another community, but I would see other people do that. I'm like, that's so cool. Like, I want to be that person. So I just made my own.
Right.
Not a cult.
It is a cult. We watched a couple cult movies last night.
We watched so many weird movies.
What did you watch?
The Menu.
We watched The Menu.
Oh, that's good.
It was good, but it was also just bizarre. That's crazy. What's the other?
Something about cats.
Yep. I know what you're... Yep.
It starred
and it's a
guy...
a cult?
Something about cats.
It starred a guy that looked a little bit like Will Wheaton and a girl that looked like Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And she thought he was a serial killer. And it was
but he
thing.
Was just autistic.
Yeah. We thought he was great. Like,
what?
It ended really wild, but I was still like, damn. I don't really know what we just watched.
Yeah. And
the Mr. Crockett. Was it Mr. Crockett? The one with the guy on the TV comes to life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think at the end of each movie, we're all kind of like, that was a thing
that we watched. Mr. Crockett was a child's TV.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. You don't have to watch it. This is basically the synopsis.
Actually, you could watch. We thought it should have ended the first, like, 3 minutes of the movie. Like, the first 3 minutes, it introduces the character kills somebody, and then you're like, I'm good. I feel like that was all we needed to see of this.
Yeah.
And then, like, we just move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But then it kept going, and there was a certain point in this film where I'm like, this is not this in depth. We should not be going this long with this thing.
Who wrote this?
I don't know. But it was to the point that I kept being like, should we just turn it off? But I just, this was my face. Like, it's like I couldn't stop watching it.
There was a part of us that all wanted us to just turn it off. But at the same time, we were just like,
see it to the end.
But I just want to know how they're going to end this.
Yeah, because it should have ended.
Because it should have ended in the first 3 minutes.
Like, what's about to happen next, really?
Right. Yeah, but it was kind of not what you expected, but also exactly what you expected.
It was 100% exactly what I expected, but at the same time,
not what I expected.
At all.
No.
It was so confusing.
But still better than Five Nights at Freddy's or whatever
I watched that on an airplane and I regret it.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
I would rather raw dogged the flight and watched nothing. But I watched the whole movie instead.
I don't understand the whole idea behind the raw dog thing on the flight.
To get pregnant.
Oh, okay. Is that I forgot that's how
Yeah.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Has there been any I've assumed there's some sort of streamer that streamed themselves raw dogging on a flight.
I don't know if they could live stream it, but I'm sure that people have made videos.
Yeah.
I've even made never mind. I don't know if that's definitely illegal, so.
Huh?
No, you just take photos in bathrooms.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Photos. Things of such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, Airplanes.
Yeah.
Mile High Club.
Yeah, there is a plane that you can rent, because I think Willy Donka told us about this. Jordan and Estee, yes, when they came on. I don't know. Maybe we talked about them after or talked about this with them after. But you can rent a little private jet just to go up and fuck in it and then fly back down.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Over the strip.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about how there's like this. I think it's out here, too. There's like a part of a jet that you can rent where people film all their fake videos, like they've been traveling around the world and stuff like that.
I've heard of that. I have not experienced that, but
like a little, like a
fake plane.
It's like I've heard of a lot of that. It's like a fake plane, and people use it to like
do photo shoots.
Be like off to Miami, or
meanwhile they're just rotting in bed. Like
yeah.
They don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to see my going to my summer house.
Yeah,
type thing.
It's like, you don't even have a house. You live in an apartment.
You're just supposed to use the laundry detergent with the handle and then take a photo through the handle, and it looks like a little plane window.
That's true.
Have you seen that meme? I think I showed it to you.
Just blew. I thought you just came up with that.
No!
Like, on the fly.
I'm not that
She's
smart.
Like, this is what I do. I don't pay money to go see a plane. I put it in.
Laundry detergent.
I just
I was literally like, why
put it
do
on
you know
a
lot. Oh,
so just so you know out there, when they went to Hawaii, that's all they did.
We just stayed in Vegas.
They stayed in Vegas.
They it was took all some, AI. It was all a lie.
They took a picture in front of the green screen and stuff
Here.
Like that.
Oh my god.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
That's gotta be. I don't know how they did this. It's a TikTok.
That's so good.
Shall we see?
No, we don't need to see that right now.
No.
Fuck. I had a thought again and I lost it again.
I'm sorry. I do that.
I'm too distracted by the thought that I really thought that you just came up with that, like, on the spot.
I'm sorry to disappoint. I wish I did now. Damn it.
Also, I was thinking about the fact that this is the first time I've worn this, and it was something light-colored, and I was looking earlier, and there's just stains all over it already, and I think I've been wearing it for, like, an hour.
Fuck.
And I don't know how. All I was doing was building a desk.
You also made banana bread.
Oh, maybe it's honey? Shit.
No! It's okay. It's fine. I'm not meant to have nice,
Let's
lightly
put more.
Colored things. That's why I dress all in dark colors, because you can just stain
right,
it.
You
and
can
no
just
one knows.
Stain it all over, and then you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. Or if you get stabbed and you're bleeding, no one would even know because it's black. So
yeah,
it's good.
I'm bleeding right now.
You're bleeding right now. I'm actually reading. I'm reading Smut Now, Laura, about assassins.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Not vampires or
assassin,
what were they
assassin
cool?
sluts.
Yeah, assassin sluts. Yeah,
that would be a great show.
Or a movie.
That sounds like an anime.
It does.
So what happens in these adventures of these assassin sluts?
Honestly, it was a little slow for me. Not as good as the elf.
Not as much assassin?
No.
In it?
Not as much ass in the assassin. You know what I mean? It was... But it's okay. I think it's getting somewhere good. But
less ass, more sin.
More sin, please.
Okay. Let's go.
Have you given the fairy book... a try at
no,
all?
No, she's there, but she's there in its glory. Okay. So she gave me a fairy book to read.
You need the
fairy. I've had it for like 2 months.
I feel like you need the fairy book and your toy, and just have a fun time.
Okay,
that's what I do.
That. Putting two and two together.
Yeah.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, before or after the?
No, during.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
all at once.
So
it's
wait,
all
one at once. Hand with the book, one hand with the peanut butter and jelly. Where's the hand with the?
Where you don't need a hand. Yeah, that's what the toy is for.
It just sits there.
Yeah. You can just. And you're just like.
Yeah. Eating my sandwich.
Do girls like the pulsing? Oh. I know girls like porn, but do girls like the pulsing of the vibrators? Like
So for me personally, it's like fine, but it's also like yeah. The thing is, it's the consistency, right? It's the fucking. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like it becomes annoying,
right?
Because it seriously gets to the point, right? That you're like. It's like when guys are like trying to change up too much during sex, like right when you're about to orgasm and you're like, I was almost there. And then you changed it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it gets that same way.
Listen,
it
throws we get off. Tired and we got to change things up. You're about to go and we're just like, I've gone a little bit further than I was willing to go on this.
Yeah.
And I stuck it out and you've been holding that face for a little bit longer and now I got to change it up.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I understand. But it's also like that way with the vibrator. So right. I'm like, I understand. But with the vibrator, I feel like maybe the pulsing is good to like begin with, you know, or something.
I've just never known anybody to use it. Why is it on there? They could put it's something like, else on there.
It's like Morris
code. Like
I could
play a song or something like what, that.
One yes. thing that I wonder with the ones that are like internal and do that is if it's also kind of for the guy because you can use those while... You have a dick in you
right.
while the toy's in there because they're kind of like that flat one. So I could see where that would feel good for both if you're also having sex. But for just like a vibrator, I don't really understand the...
Why is it an option?
I don't know.
Like it's the thing I have to cycle through.
Yeah. And it's so usually many. One of like the first ones that it turns
like
on.
It's usually like the first two or three... And then you'll go to like a couple high settings. Just get rid of that.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you now. Get rid of it.
It's like the little liners and bikini tops.
Yeah.
It's like we don't need those.
Get rid of them.
Cut it out. Cut out the middleman. Make a better product. That's all you have to do.
Right.
Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's disappointing.
Get it out of here.
But no, I don't like the pulse setting at all. You are right about that.
That is
it's
a no for me.
Pointless.
A no for me.
Why? Why do I have something to cycle through?
Yeah, because the thing is, right? If you have it on like whatever speed, like maybe you can't have too much stimulation at once.
Right.
I get that, but
just have it lower and
have
higher.
It lower, and if you need to
and maybe
make
like
it
a
pause,
wiggle.
Yeah, just go like this. But what you can do, right, is you can just take the vibrator away.
Yeah.
And then put it back when you're ready. Like
right.
It doesn't have to be this whole extra thing.
No.
I unplugged the ghost.
No, but he was hiding. I was bringing him out. They're so cute.
The skeleton looks like he's kicking David in the back.
He is kicking me in the back.
He's like, hi-ya!
Let's move this.
Hi-ya!
This skeleton is slutty as fuck
right
now.
Kung Fu fighting. Hi-ya!
Let's make it
And he has only one arm.
Yeah.
Well, get it? It's a strong arm.
It's not working. It's dead.
Obviously.
It's fine.
It's okay. Now he's on the penis.
Yeah. So.
Are you going to be at the carve off? I mean, not literally, but are you going to be joining us?
For a Patreon carve off?
Did you hear about it?
No, I don't know about the carve off.
Well, we're doing a carve off and we're going to ask all of our patrons or our dirt bags mm-hmm. to pre-hollow out your pumpkin mm-hmm. so that way you're ready to because we only have like about 30 minutes
yeah.
to do it so everyone in the community is going to just carve a pumpkin. You should join.
There's
going to be a lot of fun.
There's a winner for best costume and a winner for best pumpkin carving. So the idea is it's everything is pre-gutted, pre-stenciled. It's turned away from us so
yep.
all we can see is you
doing
the,
your magic
end of the back of the pumpkin.
So what's stopping somebody from pre-carving their pumpkin? Do you have
nothing?
To, should somebody
nothing.
Should you turn it around so that you can show
yes.
that it's
yes
because I could pre-cut it and
that's
then
right.
just sit there.
Good
and just
point.
Kinda...
Even if there is a stencil, it doesn't matter. If you fuck up the stencil, you could lose the fucking contest.
Good point. So did you guys hear the rules? The new rules are right here.
David, this is why we need you, man.
Come on.
You have me, but I'm in another state.
But it's nice to have you here to actually, like, talk with you and help us.
I'm an ideas guy.
Yeah.
I have ideas. Like, they just come out of my head like this. And I throw them at the wall, and most of them, like, hit the ground, and they're sad.
Do they bounce just fall back down. Up? Yeah.
Sometimes.
The
when
vibrator
you
thing is amazing. Go with that.
Yeah. The vibrator, I only have, like, one trusty vibrator.
Yeah.
Like, and I know that you don't have, like, a bunch of toys, but I have so many toys.
I have the Maya, and I have that one that you gave me, the Kiru.
And there's so many that, like, I use for content and stuff like that, but like I think every girl out there has like one trusty toy that's just like, if you know that you need to get the job done, that's the one.
Get it done,
you know what I mean? And if you're out there on the multi-pulse setting, just as a guy, if you have a vibrator for whatever lady you're having fun with, pulse setting is not where it's at.
No,
so let's
We're
just skip
fans.
Right past that one. It's kind of like when you ask after you've slobbered all over our labia if we came. Kind of like the same effect. No, the answer is no.
Wait, so you didn't go? This is news to me. Have you ever used like one of those Sibians or whatever?
Yeah, I have two. I have a motor bunny and a Sibian.
Oh, okay. So the answer is yes. And this is definitely no for you.
Definitely no, but I've seen it. I've been there when they used it.
Why haven't you tried any of these things?
Probably because I'm not a content creator.
No, but you
don't. I mean, I don't. Most people don't have them just lying around.
That's true. They are expensive. Yeah.
Us normal folk.
No, but like you've never used like the toy or anything like that. Why not?
I mean, I told Molly this before. I would just always get down in the bed, and that's it. Like I never really added toys to the mix, which now it might be the time. Is what you're saying.
Is the guy not into adding?
It just hasn't happened, but maybe I don't know.
I've known guys that have said that bringing a toy into the bedroom is like an intimidation thing for them.
Why?
Because they're competing against a toy. And they think,
I don't think anything is better than a dick. Come on, let's get real.
I know, but.
Except a wet pussy, am I right?
Hey!
But there's a bunch of guys that are intimidated by bringing some sort of toy into the bedroom because they feel like in the end they won't match up to the toy.
Yeah.
Like the toy got her off, but I didn't sometimes.
And it's like, here's the thing though. If you use the toy, you are getting her off.
Yes.
Like you are putting in, here's the thing. If you're intimidated by toys, don't be, essentially, because like not all women can come from internal stimulation.
Uh-uh.
No.
Some women only have clitoral stimulation, which you cannot get with a penis unless you somehow can rub your dick fast enough with enough lube. And I really doubt that that's the case. And most of the time, that doesn't feel as good as you think it does. So the thing with that is if you use the toy, right, not only can you be giving your partner pleasure that she like might not otherwise be getting, but you can, like, take some downtime to, like, catch your breath.
Right.
Fucking play with that a little bit. Like, imagine your dick, right, out there listening. Imagine your dick, and you're looking down, and it's in her pussy, and she's looking up at you, and she's just so pretty, right, and her makeup's all running down her face like a nasty little slut. And then you pull out your little bullet vibrator, and you can just slowly thrust while putting that shit right on her clit. Yeah. And it's like a little slowdown for you. You get to extend the experience. And honestly, the vibrations are going to feel good for your shaft, too. So, like, what are we doing? Like,
also, when do you bring it out? Beginning, middle, end, all the time?
I pull it out of my ass halfway through, and I'm like...
Right. You should use this.
So, what I have
funny
is...
Funny seeing this here.
I've got a little drawer next to the bed. And it's got the little organizers in it. Yes. And there's all the different lubes and butt plugs and all the little chargers for the toys. And then little toy... I have a sickness. And so that's nice because you just pull right
labeled.
Open.
Trinkets.
Right.
Like all special.
Yeah, all the lubes are in little baggies.
Yeah.
Like so that they don't like leak everywhere.
Smart.
It's the perfect drawer. I don't know what to tell you.
That's
like,
smart.
Organize your life. Like, how do you feel about organization? Do you operate more in chaos or organization?
So for the most part, I operate best – in organization. When I do stuff out in my shop, it is all just chaos. But like when I do work up in my room to edit videos and stuff like that, all that is organized. When I would do work at my normal job, everything has to be organized. Mm-hmm. But when I'm working on with tools and stuff like that, it's literally, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
I have parts all over the place. I have things all over the place. Mm. And it's just a mess.
I get that.
I feel better when it's clean.
Yeah.
But I'm not clean in that time because I know that, one, dirt is going to get everywhere and things are going everywhere. And I just takes more effort to keep that clean than it does.
Yeah. To
Is it like a workshop?
I mean, it's a garage.
So like where you do all the the things.
Yeah.
Not the crafts, but like your building. And
yeah. When I build stuff, it's a lot of times it's out of our garage. And we have I have 10 or 20 projects that I'm working on at a time.
That's awesome.
So I'm a little bit all over the place and I'm like, oh, I'll work on this one a little bit today. Mm-hmm. And it also depends on how much time I have during the day. Depends on what project I will even consider working on. Some of them are a lot bigger projects and I'm just like, I don't have the time or the energy to put into that.
Yeah. It will be there one day.
Right. It will be there one day. I mean, it will be there. It's there now.
It's begun.
Right.
It's just a matter of when it will finale.
Right.
No, I get that. I feel that way too with the organization part, but everything here in the house is organized. Even this room is a little chaotic, but it's very organized. And
it's organized chaos.
Yes.
You look around and you think everything's everywhere, but everything is in, you got lightsabers on.
In a very specific place.
A very specific spot.
Yep.
Hung up on lightsaber holders.
Yes.
And stuff like that. And then you got the toys over there, but they're all by size and by species and stuff like that. And you have the king in the middle.
And a big booty.
However, my art cupboard, everything is just thrown in.
Right, just thrown in there.
And every time I do anything, I just pull it all out. And then I put it all back in. Right, because shut the door.
You know, in the end, because you're gonna have all the stuff out, and it's just all over the place.
Yes.
And that's my shop. Everything is all over the place. And then you just, you should organize it and put it all back, but you just shove it in there because you know the next time you pull it out, it's just gonna be all over the place.
Yeah, because one time I got in this super mode of must organize the whole house again in a different way that makes more sense, and I went into the art cupboard and I did that, and then the next time I did art, I was like, that was totally pointless because I'm not gonna redo that now that I've taken everything out.
It's too much effort to do the thing. No. And you're just like, I'm just gonna make a mess. There's no point.
Sometimes you need chaos, but I've found that organization helps. I've always been a little very organized with things, but I've had periods of my life where I was not, and it's so much easier. Washing dishes before bed if anything is left out, because then you just have to put them away in the morning. Right.
Life is way easier if you organize a bunch of things.
Yes.
I grew up in a way where my mom was a bit of a hoarder or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she had boxes of stuff that was just all over the house of just things in them. And she was always saying, I'm going to go through those things.
Yeah.
So I understand the unorganization. As a kid, I would go through and try to organize that stuff. And then she'd get really mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, you should be in bed. And now I don't know where things are. I'm like, Mom, you didn't know where things were in the first place.
You had no idea that these were even here. They've been buried for 2 years.
Right. They've been sitting under this table for 3 years now.
Yeah. I remember I used to organize there was this nook in the kitchen. And I used to try to reorganize all my mom's cooking books and recipe stuff and the little desk area, and then within a day it would just be chaos again.
Yeah.
But I can't operate like that. That's works really well for some people though.
That's my sock drawer. It starts nice after laundry's been all freshly put away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all organized. And then a few days in, when I'm looking for a certain sock, because I don't have the organizer things, it's just a big pile of socks. I'm digging through it and it turns into a big old mess.
Yeah, that's my,
this is ridiculous.
My laundry, my drawers and stuff, they're chaos. And it stresses stresses my wife out.
Yeah. She's it stresses my man out. Right. He's very organized.
Yeah.
And his socks are all like in a perfect pile. And
I just don't, it's just an area of my life I just don't care about. She doesn't really have to see it. I do all my own clothes.
Yeah.
So it's an area where she, it stresses her out to see it.
Yeah. she's probably not as bad. Does she color code things in the closet?
I think so. I think she does a lot of that stuff.
I love that.
Girl, but, after your own heart.
Yeah.
But she, yeah, she, like, she's had friends come over and she was like, oh, well, I'll help you do laundry and do his clothes. And she's like, don't even bother.
Yeah. I feel like if I wasn't organized with the clothes, though, I would have no idea what, like, where things were when we need to shoot. So, like, that's one of the reasons I started organizing the closet so much was just because, like, it got to the point that we were doing shoots. I'm like, I don't even know if I have something that's like this.
That's true. Like, you've gotten it down to a science.
Yeah. But, man, you can really tell, I think I've said this before, but, like, my state of mind, if things do not look organized in the house, especially the closet, you know I'm, like, not doing great.
You'd be like, oh, she's going through it.
Yeah.
It's obvious. The closet's a mess.
I mean, I'm always going through it. We all are in one way or another. But there are moments where I'm like...
Yep.
And then you kind of explode at the bottom and somewhere down there. And then you kind of rise back up like a phoenix from the ashes.
Like fumes.
Yeah. It's like productive burnout. Do you get productive burnout?
Yes. Absolutely.
Do I get it? Like, yeah, I understand what it is.
Do you suffer from it?
I suffer from
or
it.
Do you excel
time.
At it?
Do you thrive under the burnout?
This is part of the trip here is doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because we've been going like 90 miles an hour. Like, mm-hmm. I work a really hard job, and then I come home, and then I try to work on a project or just spend a little bit of time. Like, my time is like either if I have free time, I'm working on something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always running myself to the very edge of like exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I push myself past it because
that's what you do.
Because that's just what you do.
Shit to do. And
you
it's like
it
no
again.
One else is going to do it.
Right.
So you know that it's on you to do the thing. And then eventually you need like time to recuperate from that. But you don't really get it. So you kind of like pull back from everything as much as you possibly can. Yeah. And then you go off in a burst again as soon as you have energy.
Yep. And that's why I have no friends.
Same. It works.
I mean.
It all checks.
We were saying before, like, we don't really need a lot of friends. I feel like having a big group of people that you're like, it's energy, right? Because it's like you only have so much to give every person in your life. So if you're, like, spreading too much energy away, you don't have anything left for yourself, like, other obligations to people. And it's not like, you know, it's not a good thing to have a bunch of friends. But, like, I don't personally have the mental capacity and wherewithal to keep up a big group of friends.
I don't want to be mean, but it's kind of in many ways, I don't have time for friends. And, and it's this is not being a jerk or something like that, but I find... The people that have time for a lot of friends are not doing a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
And so that's what they're doing. They're spending time with friends.
Yeah.
I am trying to accomplish stuff at home and I'm trying to make stuff. I have ideas that I'm trying to create things or I'm working on a project or some other thing.
Yeah.
And if I'm hanging out with friends, there's a part of me that gets really itchy.
Yeah.
That's
like
that's
too
just
much.
Like I should be doing something.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, which is this is important to hang out with a friend and talk with a friend and spend time with a friend. But it does take time away from the other thing that I'm trying to accomplish, which I haven't had time to fix.
Yeah.
In a long time.
No, I relate to that completely because it's even like us doing the podcast or. Doing shoots or whatever because I don't like it is a time thing and it's like what we like creating stuff it's why I was like hey well, come on and be on the podcast so we can like hang out more and still be productive we could come up with ideas to do stuff and what we do is work but for me it's also very fun and I know it can be overwhelming for you too because like you said before in other episodes you're not as used to being on camera as I am and I'm much better on camera than like in person. So
it's like a learning experience for me. You know what I mean? Because I'm not used to it. So like the other day when I had this serious panic attack before the podcast, because I was like, oh my gosh, like we got so much to do. And like, you know, the day is already full with other things. And like, you got to meet time frame, like be there on time. Don't be late because there's other things we got to do after that and blah, blah. And it's like you get into this zone, but you're like, wait, but this is a fun thing. Yeah. This is something that isn't like we're doing it for the money. We're doing it for the love. We're doing it because we enjoy it. And it's our time to bond. It's our time to talk shit. It's our time to share with our group of our listeners, all three of you. No, I'm kidding.
What should we talk shit about? But before we do that, I'm going to take a quick break to tell you about our Patreon.
Yes.
Because y'all like David, right? We love David. David's the best. David's been editing the podcast since it almost was created, when I almost quit because I couldn't keep editing myself. So if you like the show, then you love David, right? And how we pay David is through Patreon. All Patreon proceeds go to David to keep this show running. So if you'd like to join us at patreon.com/twndpodcast to help make our life a little easier, to help make David's life a little easier so that we can better compensate him like we were when we had Spotify.
Yes. Exactly.
Back in the day. So you get monthly Zoom chats, you get like skits, photo sets, thought takes episodes for Dirtbag Tears, all that kind of good stuff. No ads, except for the times that I do an ad just to be funny. So but join us there and we would really appreciate it. And now, what was I saying before?
Oh, what should we talk shit on?
Yeah. Good, thank you.
Also, so I want to talk shit on the movie theaters. So, like, you know, the movie theaters with the seats that move?
Yeah.
And, like, do the sound behind you. The 3D. You. D-box, whatever they call it. Oh, okay, yeah. So I didn't experience this, but I want to talk shit on it because I know someone who did. I guess, like, you know the movie theater that's by us at the station or whatever?
Yeah.
Can we mention that?
Well, we can just bleep it out.
Well, I mean, I never go there anyways, but this is what I've heard.
Yes, but we'll just bleep it out.
Are heated. So
ooh. Heated seats?
Heated seats. And so the person I was telling me, because I asked this girl, did you watch Beetlejuice? And she's like, oh, I did. I had to walk out. And I was like, was it because of the movie? I'm confused. You know, like, did you not like it? And she's all, no, it was because of the seats. The seats were heated and they were so hot.
Oh
and
my God.
So she said she waited for like the movie to keep going and like to see if she could move seats. But she was waiting for everyone to get there before she like took someone's seat. And she's like, no, but they were all heated and they were all on. And she was like, it was like to a point where she was like, I was feeling like I was premenopausal.
Because
she was sweating so bad. I'm like, why wouldn't they give you the option to turn the seat on?
There's
got to
be
off?
All right. I'm going to say, I don't want to be a jerk, but there was an option.
There had to be, right? But why were all of them heated? But why were they?
Okay,
and her husband was with her.
I agree. Probably was a setting. However, why would you start heated in Vegas?
In Vegas. It's a terrible
idea.
During
the day, she said she went during like a matinee. So it was like hot outside.
That's crazy.
She goes in, sits on the seats that are hot. And I'm like, ooh.
No, that's not necessary.
She's like, and they're $30 a ticket. Like for the movie, and I'm like, well,
like I like the seats that like
recline.
Yes. I like those. I won't go to a normal theater that has just their standard seats. They're uncomfortable, but I don't need the vibrations and stuff like that.
No, I don't need the movement either.
How far back do you lay? You all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you. In one of the layback seats.
You lay back all the way.
Okay, I can't. I feel vulnerable. You know, when we went to see Beetlejuice,
because your feet are sticking out like...
Like, yeah.
You're blocking somebody's view because you're feet are so long and that your legs are so long.
For as long as I can remember, my feet have been able to touch the floor. It feels weird in like a lazy standing. Boy. No. But like, when I'm in public around humans
right?
and I'm like...
You feel
so
vulnerable.
Uncomfortable. I'm like, I can't do it. I can only like, I'll put it up and then maybe I'll sit like cross-legged on it or like kind of lean back. But it's just like, I can't lay it down.
Fully back.
Movie theater. But I'll look around and so many people are just like fully back and I just don't understand it.
If I go fully back, I fall asleep. I have to be like halfway in between. Feet up, but not all the way
back.
Well,
so it depends. I don't know how far the theaters do it here. Like a lot of them where I live, they have like a thing back there. There's like the wall behind. So it can only really recline to a certain extent.
Well, the ones we were at, they went back real far.
Like I don't want to be like laying down.
It's a bit much. Yeah, I don't... Mm-mm.
I also am not, like, I've done it before, but I'm not a huge fan of the ones where they come and serve you food. Have you ever done that experience?
I have.
And they come and, like,
I have enjoyed it.
So I enjoyed it to a certain extent, except for the time I would, like, I've done it a couple times and it was fine. And then I had, there was another time that I went and there was a guy that just kept ordering.
Oh.
And so, like, this lady kept coming, like... over like next to me and he's like he's not a quiet person he's
oh,
talking
lovely
and he's like oh yeah I would like to order I'm like I'm finding out who the murderer is
yeah like this is kind of the pinnacle
extra
of
pickles
right
yeah that's really obnoxious okay I would not like that see that's the thing it's hard like when we went to the movie theater it was good and there weren't that many people but
it's perfect
it's people
right.
Right?
I know.
People. Imagine if it was just you in the theater and people were bringing you food and it was... Not, but then you have to factor in other people.
Right. You have to factor in... Like, we went and saw a movie recently and the person next to me was this older mother lady. We saw Piece by Piece, which is a Lego documentary. It's like a VH1 of some... a musical artist or whatever. He, mm-hmm. His whole idea, he wanted to do the documentary about his life, but mm-hmm. do it in the form of Legos or whatever.
Wow.
So it was a fun, it was a fun movie and some of his songs are in it and stuff like that. This old person next to me is talking during the thing and singing his songs during the thing. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, just shut up. Just shut up. Like, why?
It's like, why are you even out? It's like people are, not all people, but a lot of people have like no social awareness at all. And sometimes like, I feel like I don't know how to be in social situations, but I kind of know some basic things. In a movie theater, you shut the fuck up because people are paying money to see something they have not seen before.
Right.
Yeah. Turn what your the phone hell? Off. Shut the fuck up.
Why are you talking? You're like, for... I hate that skeleton.
Later, dude. Later, bones.
Yeah, it just pisses me off, dude. I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah, I don't need the vibrating seats or whatever. And I mean, it would be fun.
I'm not trying to come in a movie theater like while I'm watching a movie or something.
That makes me think people do that now. Ew.
How many people are coming in those seats? They're just like,
are we just roasting and come? Ew. When they're heated.
I'm fine with that part.
He's like, that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me. Shut the fuck up.
Just come quietly.
Yeah, just come quietly. It's fine. It slightly turns me on. It just keep going.
Just keep at it.
Just stop talking.
Don't talk. Just moan.
Just stop saying you're almost there. This is just annoying.
Shut up.
Just either get there or just like be quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
A little
I couldn't
less,
have said it better myself.
A little less noise.
Right.
Thanks.
If you could just
mute.
Have you ever had someone be super annoying during sex? Either of you, like, obnoxious?
Not
like,
really.
Like, weird noises or something like that? Like, they started making farmhouse noises? Yeah. They started...
That would be weird.
I'm about to go... Moo. Did you just That's my cum face. Anyways, yeah. I've not experienced that.
No, it's like, but I thought about it. That's why I have this ready to go.
She was ready.
I guess I'm like a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What, turtle?
Yeah. Like, moaning is like one thing. Like, it feels good. You make noise. Sure.
It's like... That's a small effort.
I was like, I got real dry real quick. That's all I know. Because I was like,
is that a guy or?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just...
Is that when he would come? He would
no. It was like just
during?
While having sex.
Well, maybe that was his effort. Like
that, it felt like it was about that much effort, to be honest.
First of all, you should have been like after you go. I just want to test this theory. Have him lift a box and see if he makes the same noise. You just can't. I can't reach this. Can you grab it?
There was a time, I got to the point that I was like no, like shh. He kept, and it got louder. I put my hand over his mouth. I was like, I can't. Like so, finish, and it's just. The fuck? You know it's because it sticks out. That was so long ago. It was like fucking 8 years ago or something.
He must have been
like
so good looking though.
I don't even remember what he looks like.
Oh, that's
if I'm perfectly honest. It's just I hear it. Like it plays like in my mind.
It haunts you till
it
this
does
day.
Haunt me. Yeah. Mm.
Stop making fun of the way I
stop making fun of
the way I have sex. It's just it's awkward.
I feel attacked.
I feel vulnerable.
I feel like me in a movie theater with lay down seats. Right.
While you're coming.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Shit. I don't really know how to say that we have a show that we're going to have to eventually get to, but would you like to promote anything or do you have any words for our audience?
Where can people find you?
You can find me at my house.
Or you can
find me at my job. I'll be working. If you see me, you can say hi. If you
selfies are $5 though.
Selfies are $5 apparently. That all goes to Molly.
Yes.
If you go, hey,
I'm your selfie pimp.
Yeah. Yes.
I took a $3 cut.
Yeah, it's fair. No, I have nothing to promote. Nobody wants to talk to me.
Well, we love talking to you. Wish we could talk to you more. I actually like before we do wrap up because. I thought the game that we played that you made was really fun all those many years ago. And you said that you were still creating games, but you were being held back because of artwork.
Yes.
So I think that you should just do it.
Do a lot of drugs.
And let's play it on Patreon. Let's see how people like playing the game.
On the game?
Give
it
a test.
What kind of game is it? A video game?
No, it's a... I have created a few board games or whatever.
What?
Yeah.
Stop.
So one of the times I was here, she played one of the ones I made. It's way better now than it was even back then. But I have another game that I've been working on for a long time and I just haven't I worked on the art and then I played the game. So we played the game. We got it to a really good spot. But it was all just on words and cards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So then we were like, oh, we'll put some art on it. And I've been doing it for 10 years.
Wow.
But it's what better time than the present? And if you guys want to experience, and ladies, David's game, which I think would be really, really fun. And I think that we could have a cool audience for it. Right?
Maybe.
I think it'd be fun to test or any of your games that you're, even if it's not that one in particular, I think that would be fun to do. And I think that you could do really well making games. I think that you're very creative and
that's awesome.
Because you're always saying, right? You want to like do stuff and people don't want to take the step to like do the thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I like to tell other people that. I don't like to listen to myself.
I know, but I'm saying we can, can we please play your game?
We can help. Like right. We can, we're in the mindset to be like, let's raise up David and raise up, elevate everyone's gaming experience, yes. You know?
Let's do it.
I think it'd be fun. So,
if you guys want to do that, please call in 702-900-6446.
Or you can email the podcast at tuwndpodcast@gmail.com, which is sick.
Do it.
That would be really fun. And we have to, well, we have to. David's making me go out.
It's comedy.
It is comedy, so it's going to be great. But, thank you all for listening and joining us again this week. Thank you, David, for joining us.
David.
We're very happy to have you here. And you can follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at This Redhead is SFW. Please stop saying that you want to breed me. And you can follow Laura
at Wham Glam Artistry.
And you can join us on patreon.com/TWND podcast for all of the extra stuff. Because if you like this, you know that you want more. And in fact, you need more. If you want to elevate your life, join us on Patreon. So this has been cool. Your homework for this week, even though I don't think any of you are actually doing your homework, is to
read a book and masturbate.
Read a book and masturbate at the same time.
And maybe have a peanut butter and jelly.
That's, before, I mean, during, or after, you let us know. TWNDpodcast@gmail.com or 702-900-6446. Thank you, and we'll see you Monday.
Come.
'Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.